Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. In this program, Sausan Gahaibe, the head of Transparency International in Jordan, on where fighting corruption fits into the UN's Sustainable Development Goals.
The idea behind it is that countries will only achieve their goals if they strengthen their governance structures, if they strengthen their accountability mechanisms.
Corruption leeches money from citizens and taxpayers and corrodes trust in government. And while most countries have to deal with corruption in one form or another, some regions face bigger challenges than others. Governance weaknesses in countries in the Middle East, for example, have undermined economic growth and kept the region on the lower end of the Corruption Perception Index. Sausan Gahaibe is the chairperson of Transparency International in Jordan, known as Rashid for Integrity and Transparency. She was invited to join a panel on curbing corruption at the IMF World Bank spring meetings. So the Corruption Perception Index, what is the history of that? How did that come about?
This is one of the first tools developed by Transparency International, and it's a survey of surveys, so to speak. It relies on 12 existing surveys, and it measures the perception of corruption on a scale from 0 to 100. 0 being a high perception of corruption, and the closer to 100 is a higher perception of transparency and integrity.
Hmm. And so, on average, where do countries in the Middle East sit on the CPI?
Well, in the last Corruption Perception Index survey results, Arab countries have an average of 39 out of 100, and that's below the global average of 43 of 100.
And so what are the biggest issues for countries in terms of transparency and corruption for countries in the region?
One of the main priorities is to address fiscal transparency. This is highly needed, and we need the legal framework to ensure that this is there. So budgets have to be transparent in the way they are formulated, how after approval that they are made public to the people, and also transparency in managing the budgets and expenditures, procurement, the whole cycle, basically.
So the procurement process is an important one.
Absolutely. Where public funds are going, there's always a high risk of corruption, and these need to be as transparent as possible. Mm.
So Jordan has inched its way up the CPI, or the Corruption Perception Index, while other countries in the region have fallen. How has Jordan managed to do that?
Well, there are very few examples in the Middle East and North Africa where countries have steadily improved on the index and not fluctuated. Mm. And Jordan is an example. So we've improved, we've decreased. Last year, we increased by 1 point to score 49 out of 100. The year before, and we scored 48. So the reason for the increase this year was due to a lot of automated processes of e-payment that was done by the government, and this eliminated the interaction between citizens and public servants and thus reduced the potential of asking for bribes. So these practices of automation do enhance the trust of the people and the perception that processes are becoming cleaner, so to speak.
Hmm. And you have said that the social contract between the governments and the people is essentially broken. Obviously, that's a good example. Technology is a good example of how that might help. But how do you think governments can regain the trust of its citizenry?
Regaining trust is a difficult process, and there are a lot of issues that the government needs to invest in. Two areas are essential: transparency in processes, in decisions, decision-making processes as well. And the second thing is accountability. Government has to make it very clear that the culture of impunity is no longer there. Corrupt individuals have to be prosecuted in court, in a civil court, not always in special courts as well. And once these actions are there in terms of frameworks, anti-corruption strategies, we need to ensure that initiatives and interventions and activities are transforming into transformational values. So we want to ensure that the value of integrity is there among the officials, public servants, private sector, and citizens alike. Until we have a transformational value, it would be very difficult to restore that trust.
What do you think is behind this push in recent years for more transparency and fighting corruption? I mean, do you think that governments generally right now are more accountable than they were perhaps 10 years ago? And why is that? Like, what's behind it?
There are many factors that contributed in. If we want to talk about the Arab region in particular, the whole Arab Spring was a very big statement by the people to their leaders that they want equality. And they want accountability and combating corruption. These were the main slogans that freedoms, accountability, and equality, social equality, were the main three slogans used during the Arab Spring. And it was a clear message that the business as usual has to change. And after that, the new relationship with the government as taxpayers necessitate also a revision of the relationship between decision makers and the people. As such, there is a stronger demand now as many Arab countries are reforming their tax laws and asking more people to pay taxes, then the relationship will ultimately have to shift into a new social contract where there is more transparency and accountability.
And you spoke of sustainability in the panel today. How realistic do you think it is to think about achieving the Sustainable Development Goal number 16, which promotes transparency and accountability? Is it realistic to think that countries can achieve that goal in the region by 2030?
Well, the beauty of Sustainable Development Goal number 16 is in the idea behind it. The idea behind it is that countries will only achieve their goals if they strengthen their governance structures, if they strengthen their accountability mechanisms, if they enhance their transparency. And this is at the core of it. I would like to note that the recent Fiscal Monitor Chapter 2 on corruption has also underlined that inclusive growth will be difficult to achieve without addressing governance and anti-corruption. And here I would really like to congratulate the IMF for adopting the new framework on governance and anti-corruption. And we look forward to, as civil society, to work closely towards achieving this framework.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sao Sangarebe is the chairperson of Transparency International in Jordan, known as Rashid for Integrity and Transparency. You can watch a webcast of the IMF World Bank Spring Meeting Seminar on Curbing Corruption at imf.org. And if you like this podcast, subscribe on your favorite podcast app, also available now on Spotify. Just search for IMF Podcasts. And follow us on Twitter at IMF_podcast.